Yeah, for media members on the call, just hit star one if you have questions for any coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Rhode Island Rams, Jim Fleming. Good morning, Coach Fleming.
Good morning.
Good morning. An open week for you guys. Finally get to your bye week in week 10, and how did you make use of it?
We gave them off Tuesday, came back Wednesday pretty light, and then we had two spirited practices on Thursday and Friday, game Saturday off, and then we got back to work yesterday afternoon. So a little time to get some kids off their feet, focus a little, you know, take care of some of the academic stuff, and then we had a chance to look at ourselves and do some recruiting and get on out and get started prepared for Elon.
How much of the break, you touched on getting some kids on their feet, is the break physically as big, or the break mentally, maybe just taking a break both for coaches and players?
I think mentally is probably most effective. I think at this time of year right now, no matter what kind of rest you give them, it's, you know, not going to be an overwhelming difference. I think that there's certain guys that are banged up that we're hoping to get back, that, you know, obviously getting another week gives us a chance. But, you know, I think that you'd have to ask the kids. You know, we went after it pretty hard on Thursday and Friday, and I think that was important for our football team. So I think there's a mental break, probably a little bit to focus on where we're at and what we've got to do and how we need to, you know, re-steady ourselves to be able to finish up strong.
We're here with Rhode Island head coach Jim Fleming. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Will Juhagen with The Independent.
Morning, Jim.
Hey, Will. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
So as far as the bye week and when you guys work together, so what was kind of the mood like? What was the feeling around the team as you guys try to bounce back?
Well, it was a huge challenge, obviously. That 2 weeks ago was a very, very tough low spot for everybody in this season and probably since I've been here. Kind of went exactly as I expected it. You know, Wednesday came out and started to get the motor going again. You know, we had lifted and been together a few times, so it's not like we hadn't seen each other, but, you know, got throwing the ball around a little bit and started to knock some of the kinks out. And then there was, you know, Thursday was one which was full of, you know, frustration, and those things boiled over a few times, you know, the way I expected it to be. And then we got, you know, more in tune and more fundamental on Friday, and I think by the end of the week, you know, we had kind of worked our way through the malaise, you know, and the hangover off of that miserable experience down at James Madison. We were able to get Saturday off, watch some other people sweat a little bit, and then I thought we came back yesterday with a good focused practice and looking forward to seeing what we can put together to get out and play our best versus Elon.
And what have you seen on tape from Elon as you head down there?
You know, Elon's probably a lot like us. I mean, they've had, you know, their ups and downs, but I think that they're solid. I think that they do what they do and do it well. I think it'll really be a very good test for us. I mean, we haven't won since we've been on the road since we've been here. And we need to be able to put together a good week of practice, and we'll face a very like opponent that, you know, is struggling through, you know, a tough season as well. You know, a 2-7, 1-5 in conference, and obviously our record. I mean, you're really playing for the foundation for the next year. And, you know, both Elon and us are in the same boat, same time frame. So I think that, you know, how we finish will be a big testimony to our abilities as both players and coaches, and we need to play our best to beat Elon. They're formidable, and, you know, every out's a tough out for us, so we got to go play well.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you.
Yeah, we talked about building on that foundation and some of the self-scouting. What would you like to see? What are some of the biggest things you'd like to see out of your group over these next couple of weeks?
Stop turning it over. You know, stop turning it over and stop giving up explosive plays. It's been an Achilles heel all year long, and we all know around this game that turnovers are a critical component, and you need to swing those in your favor. We've had, you know, a number of interceptions over the last two games. Don't think they've all been bad throws. I think there have been a lot of tip passes that have gone the wrong way for us, you know, and those things need to be caught. But, you know, we've got to be able to protect the football and give ourselves an opportunity to stay in a football game till late and then figure out a way to win it. So I think if you look at those two components in terms of turnovers on both sides, takeaways defensively and not giving it up on the offensive side is the first thing. And then being able to go ahead and make the plays you're in position to make. If you're able to do that, I think we're much more competitive.
How difficult is you've continued to build this program? You guys have been competitive in several games this season, but when you faced sort of the schedule half, Greg touched on it in his comments with the nationally ranked teams that you faced in the league with Jamie, Villanova, Stony Brook, and then Kansas and Harvard out of the league. How difficult has it been to see progress, you know, with the schedule and the type of people you've played?
Well, I can see progress. I mean, I think it's really, you know, but it's been more of a story this year of, you know, one step forward, two steps back. You know, when we've gone ahead and had good outings and then followed up with a very good opponent, we haven't answered the bell very well. You know, again, those are both, you know, both Villanova and James Madison, both on the road, both, you know, were playing better than us at the time, and then we didn't help matters in terms of the way we went out and performed. So, you know, I think that you know, at some point in time, you've got to be able to find a way to play a tight game with that type of opponent and be able to figure out that, you know, it's the three phases playing together that gives you an opportunity to win. So, you know, what are the reasons for that? I mean, you know, I've spent 32 years trying to figure out the reasons for, you know, all types of win-loss scenarios. But at the end of the day, you've got, you know, your team that has to be, you know, focused mentally, has to be able to rise and believe that you can step up to the challenge and go in and beat a ranked opponent. And, you know, we've got to be able to take care of the unranked opponents before we're able to step up to that challenge. So, you know, it'll come with the basic fundamentals of football, which is, you know, blocking, tackling, taking care of the football, and winning the kicking game. And we've been unable to do that, particularly versus the ranked opponents.
All right, Jim. Thanks, as always, for the time today, and look forward to talking to you again next Monday.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Thank you.